It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is currently on location via cell phone, but we are very happy to have her in beautiful, you won't remember this because you're too young, beautiful downtown Switzerland somewhere. Hi, Mirella, how are you?
Hi, Jill. Very well. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm happy to be with you too. From my mobile today, so I'm sorry for the noises around, but I hope we can still speak about Billy Elliot in Hungary, as I thought this would be a story that could be of interest. As you know, Jill, since last April, the ruling party, Fidesz Party, won the election and is a party that is especially difficult with and harsh with certain topics, like, for example, homosexuality. And what happened in Hungary, and that was, I thought, quite astonishing, the Billy Elliot story, which, as you know, is also a musical, but in this case, it was a ballet piece at the opera, was playing already since 2016 and was all of a sudden criticized in 2018 for being a ballet that could eventually inspire children to become homosexual, which is which comes from an author that somehow people couldn't even place and was not really known. So there is also the strong possibility that that was just a name. But in any case, the performance is about 11-year-old boy who wishes to become a ballet dancer in the 80s during a miners' strike in the UK. So obviously, everybody can imagine a difficult surrounding and difficult time for a boy to choose a path that is traditionally considered the path of a girl. So this what is really amazing about this story is that actually even the Prime Minister Orban and his wife go regularly to the opera, and it's an opera that also was got some funds from the government. So one cannot say that it's a small theater piece somewhere unknown that has been criticized. It's actually a real pillar of the cultural life in the country. But for the Fidesz party, you know, very few intellectuals or cultural people find their approval. They are extremely traditional. They don't want any interference in what they believe is the right lifestyle. And being homosexual is certainly not part of it. So in spite of the answer of the director of the opera, 15 out of 44 performances had to be cancelled, not because of the, how can I say, the government itself shutting down or anything dramatic, but simply for the fact that there was quite a dramatic fall of ticket sales. That shows actually the power of basically media controversy, and even when it's not about being right or being wrong, but for many families in Hungary, the simple idea that their boys could become homosexual by watching the story of a boy dreaming of becoming a ballet dancer is already too much to bear. So I think this is an extremely important point, because it's a country that since already quite a long time is going into that direction. It's a country that absolutely refuses to take any asylum seekers, in spite of the quotas that were at the time fixed by the European Union. They absolutely refuse to take in those immigrants, which make the position of the of Chancellor Merkel of Germany even more difficult these days. And we slip into my second subject. It's about the mini summit that took place last Sunday in order to find a solution to those asylum seekers' boats that are being refused from Italy. This is a mini summit where, again, Hungary refused to take part, which is very symptomatic, because one would expect in what is called a union that people would actually be ready to sit around a table and discuss a matter. So what is going to happen probably at the end of this week is that countries are going to find some bilateral agreements, for example, with France and Macron, that is open to find solutions, or the new prime minister in Spain, that Pedro Sanchez, that is also open to find solutions. Of course, those solutions are not easy. They are basically about opening eventually centers in the countries the asylum seekers come from, and making those centers places to judge about the possibility to enter the European Union. So this would be a way to basically push away from Europe all these centers that specifically at the moment Italy doesn't want anymore. It's a solution that President Macron of France, for example, doesn't really like, because it just feels that it's like pushing the problems away. It might be perceived like maybe not very human and helpful for people that are ultimately really in need of great help. So this shows, for one thing, that there are huge disagreements at the moment, that Chancellor Merkel is in trouble in her country because of this immigration topic, that her own coalition partner is ready to go against her, which could lead her to have at the end no coalition anymore and then no majority. So one sees that it's like a snowball. The consequences of this immigration crisis is potentially quite severe for the European Union, and also, quite frankly, for the way that the countries in the Union deal with each other and find, or in this case, do not find a common solution. So we'll see what happens at the end of the week. Some big meetings are going to take place. But one thing is for sure, a few countries in the Eastern Europe, like Hungary, are not ready to partake.
Okay. And in your final minute, how's the weather?
Beautiful.
That's what we like to hear, because beautiful weather makes a big difference. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer, over there.
My pleasure.